Aaron Murphy said basketball coach of South Nottoway. South Nottoway will have the district semifinal tonight against Mound City at the District 16 tournament. And South Nottoway certainly finished strong. I think when we visited last year, we're going to go into that weekend and that stretch that was going to decide your conference fate with, you know, an opportunity to win at least a share of the league if you won all those, but you were looking at games at DeKalb, next night at Rockport, and then the following Tuesday at East Atchison. And lo and behold, you got it all done. And, you know, finished the season with a lot of momentum, I would think. With DeKalb, you won 50-35 and again won fairly comfortably. And while DeKalb has been, and I don't know if it's just a matchup or what the situation is, but DeKalb has been a pretty good basketball team for the last couple years. They're on the border of being an elite team this year, but South Nottoway's done a pretty good job against them in the last couple years in the matchups.
Yeah, they're very athletic, probably one of the more athletic teams we play in this year. You know, they're loaded with seniors that have played played substantial minutes for them. And, you know, they can pose matchup problems with a lot of teams. You know, we change quite a bit what we do when we face them. We, you know, we do run zone often, and we definitely do them that game with them and just really, you know, try to force them to score from inside with their post players. And that seems to work for us. We try to, you know, there's three guards that they have, and Dittimore, Parsons, and Rice that can shoot from the outside. So we really try to take the three ball away from them. Most of the time we're in a zone, though, we do allow one to get open. And, you know, that game right there was with Dittimore. I believe she had 5 3-pointers against us. But, you know, they had 5 3-point field goals and only 8 twos. So, you know, it was in our favor on that, and we were able to get some turnovers and get some transition points and execute in the half-court side. But it was a big win for us. You know, going into that week, we had no practice, and you know, the girls had a lot on their mind, but I was very, very happy with the resilience they showed, and it was a good win for us.
One down, next one, Rockport. Beat Rockport the next night, and one, you know, with a little bit of margin there, too. The one thing that's been interesting about Rockport this year, you know, one, they're right on the border, or, you know, they fit right in with, I'd say, even the top four teams, with the top four or five teams within the 275 conference. Because they have a win, I think, against Mound City already this year. They have, but they have been pretty defensively minded. Their MO has been try to really make you grind things out. So defensive minded in that regard, which means that, you know, at least last year they really weren't scoring a ton of points. They are scoring more this year.
Yeah, they are. You know, they're another senior laden group. You know, we didn't have the luxury of playing them last year, but this year, you know, the first time we played since this group of seniors were sophomores. And I remember, you know, talking to our assistant coach, being like, this team is, you know, they're going to be tough in the coming years. And, you know, they are definitely their MO. You hit it right on the head. They are a defensive team. And, you know, there's very few teams that play man defense with the intensity and fundamental aspect that they do. They really get out and force you to make plays. And, you know, they have a couple big girls and Jackie Bradley and Journey Burke that can guard perimeter players. So, you know, their starters 1 through 5 can guard your best guard. And, you know, they have length and strength to go on with that. And on the offensive side, they have some shooters. And, you know, they really try to work it inside at the beginning of games and start their strategy there. But, you know, they're a dangerous, dangerous team. You know, we played them at their place on that Saturday after DeKalb and with no prep time, and, you know, it wasn't optimal, but, you know, we were back on the floor again, and, you know, we did not start out very, very quick. You know, they got off 9-6, and I believe it was 7-0 for a while, and then we were able to come back in and you know, only 6 points in the first quarter. Then we scored 17 in the second and in the fourth. In the third quarter, we had 18. So we were able to get some points, and it was a big coming out party for one of our freshmen, Kaylin LeMaster. She came out and hit 5 3-pointers for us and, you know, kind of got us going on offense.
Okay, East Atchison then finished up, or, well, East Atchison continued the stretch, beat East Atchison too. And with East Atchison, that's a young, you know, coming program. And I guess the thing that you generally have to do, and I would guess you probably had to do, it also is you're going to have to figure out a way to deal and play through contact because they sure don't mind playing physical.
No, it's probably the most physical team we played all year. And the thing about it is they're pretty young. And that team is destined for some really, really great things later on in their careers. And they were a tough team for us, a tough matchup. But, their physicality, it's there. We tried to use it against them, and, we went in with the goal of shooting 20 free throws or attempting 20 free throws in that game. We end up shooting 41. Now, we've been a pretty good free throw shooting team this year, but that game was not one of them, and we were 19 for 41, 46%. And we left a lot of points out there. That really posed a problem there in that first half. We found ourselves down, I think, 12 at one point in time in that first half. Then we were able to close it and tie it up 24-24 going into halftime. But, their strength inside with the Graves girl, J.C. Graves, really posed us a problem in the first half. We had to make some adjustments, and, we come out in the second half, and we were able to hold them back a little bit and get a run at them in that third quarter, and they just couldn't get back into it.
He beat Stuartsville to clinch a share of the 275 title and got to play them at home. So finished last Thursday. I would say maybe if you did have to go through that, DeKalb, Rockport, East Atchison, I could see where you'd want to take, a pause or a sigh at that point. And if you did do that, I would guess that Stuartsville is good enough that they could pose some problems if you approach the game in that manner, but I it doesn't look like you did. And there were some other things in there too. The timing probably wasn't all that bad to have a senior night, even with this much on the line, because I would guess that your seniors who have been a huge part of the program for the last 4 years or of the varsity program played pretty inspired.
Yeah, it was a good game for us to have there and for a senior night. But it is one of the better Stuartsville girls teams that they've had in a long time. And we knew we couldn't have a letdown game. We went through a grind the last 2 weeks, and we knew that we had to finish it off with Stuartsville, and we had to come in ready to play. And we were fortunate enough to score 21 points, I believe, in the first quarter, but we gave up 12. It was kind of a wake-up call. Stuartsville definitely came ready to play. But we were able to keep our scoring going on with each quarter and limiting theirs and cutting it in half and then holding them two into the fourth. So we were able to get a pretty good lead with them. Seniors got a lot of minutes. We came out with the goal of getting all seniors on the board scoring-wise, and that ended up working out. It was a bittersweet moment. These seniors have meant a lot to what we've been doing and what we're continuing to try to do. And I was happy to see them go out, and with a share of the 275 title, I believe it couldn't have been a better senior night for them.
Okay, Nottoway Old First Merit of the District 16 tournament, won that one, won 63-40. Sometimes early, I think also with a team like Nottoway Holt, because Nottoway Holt doesn't, one, they don't hold anything back, and two, they don't hide anything. They come out, and you can tell generally early on what kind of a challenge you're going to get out of that group. And it was clear from the first quarter in that game that they were going to go full barrel as long as they could. And that was a game where, you slowly pulled away in the second, but they certainly had your attention first quarter and a half of that game.
They've definitely made their presence felt every time we played, and this was the third time. All the scores have been very, very similar. The first time, we got a really big wake-up call on them. We were only up 6 going into the fourth quarter, and that was a home game against them. That was early in the season before Christmas break. But, the next two games, this being one of them, very similar in score. But Nottoway Holt, they're athletic. And they may not have a lot of numbers, but those girls are going to come to play, and they're going to play with teams for 2 to 3 quarters. And they've done that a lot this season, and until they just run out of gas a little bit, I think. And there are a couple players, maybe one player short of doubling their wins for a season. But they're a very dangerous team. Both Bohannon girls, have had really good games against us. But Brianna Day, that last game, the district game on Tuesday, she really had a really good game. 14 points, scored 2 threes, I believe. They're very athletic, and they came ready to play. And we were fortunate enough to keep scoring points on the offensive end to kind of to get a little bit of breathing room, but you just never felt safe with them. They were making plays when they needed to and making answers, responding to our on the other end. So very dangerous game, and I knew at the seeding meeting when that game was, you know, when it was to be played, I did not feel comfortable about it, and, you know, we definitely could not take them lightly.
Mound City semifinal now, that'll be tonight, so you'll play the second semifinal game, so there's already going to be some buzz, I would guess. I don't know how necessarily the Jefferson and Rockport game is going to turn out, but because of the depth of the district, and everybody's, you know, anybody who follows Class 1 girls basketball knows how deep that district is, so it's going to be a big, you know, night in terms of atmosphere that'll be there, right? You've played big games before, but that will be something, I guess, that you have to deal with. And then on top of that, a Mound City team, the one you beat, but a Mound City team that's, you know, they seem like they have countless adjustments that they can make because they're so versatile.
Yeah, they are. They're very athletic, and, you know, they have a tremendous coach and Derek Petty, and he gets his girls ready to play. He's not afraid to make adjustments within the way he wants to play, the style he wants to play. You know, we had them early in the season. I believe it was first game coming out of Christmas break, and it was a home game for us. And, you know, we did not start very fast, and you know, found ourselves down. I think it was 12 at halftime, and we're able to get back into it. But you know, it's going to take four quarters from us tonight, and you know, we can't lose Freemeyer. I believe we lost her quite a bit there in that first game, first meeting with them. She went off on us, 26 points. But, you know, their scoring can really come from anywhere, and it can be about balanced. And then they play, you know, roughly around seven girls. And, you know, if they're all contributing on the offensive end, you know, they're gonna put a good number up on the board. But the thing they do better than most teams is rebound. And, you know, we're going to have our hands full on the defensive side, keeping them off the offensive rebounds. They're really good at getting putbacks and getting bonus points there, in my opinion. But they're gonna have a good game plan against us, no doubt. And you know, I believe we have one coming into it, but it should be a really good game against two solid opponents. And you know, we're looking forward to it.
It's Aaron Murphy, head basketball coach, South Nottoway.